Welcome to Greenhouse Sports. This is Matt and Luke coming to you from the one, the only, the Greenhouse. Luke, how you doing tonight?
Doing well, man. Doing well. It started off as a slow Monday, but picked up towards the end. Now I'm happy that we're finally doing the first Greenhouse Sports podcast episode.
It is. It is the premiere, the very first Greenhouse Sports episode. And, you know, this is a great week to do it because we had a great week of NFL action. Basketball starts up this week. The World Series is going to conclude by the end of the week, actually. Not that we really care about baseball too
baseball
much.
Sucks.
But if you had to choose one right now, you want the Cardinals or you want the Red Sox to win?
Cardinals.
Yeah, I got to agree with you. Fuck Boston just in general. I mean, just being New York sports fans, you got to hate Boston. You know, Philly to some extent, but Boston is definitely going to be the negative.
The negative. No one likes Boston.
Exactly. Well, let's just jump right into it. Philadelphia, another city that New York fans seem to hate, and now the Giants pulled out a big win this weekend against the Eagles. They really sort of needed some momentum going forward.
They did really need that, even though they're not looking great, but they definitely needed that win. And they're only two games away from like, first place. Dallas played like dog shit. The whole division really sucks.
The division does really suck. If you're going to be, 2-6, you want to be in that division.
You want to be in that place.
They're terrible. I mean, they didn't score a touchdown. They got 5 field goals, I believe. And then the only touchdown they gave up was
the special teams.
It was a botched special team snap where this this long snapper snapped it over the punter, actually, into the end zone, which was not good. But, you know, they got some mental as you said, only two games back. So, do you give them any chance to maybe, do you think they're going to be competing by the end of the season to win the division, to maybe make the playoffs?
I think they'll maybe be a wild card.
Maybe be a wild card. Well, if they win the division, then they'll get in, which will be great.
Dude, I'd be so funny.
Think they have a better chance to win the division than they do to get the wild card, just because the rest of the teams in the division are so terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, Dallas just had the game in hand. They were up 6 points with a little over a minute left, and then the Lions just marched down the field. Matthew Stafford, as you said yesterday,
He became a man. I called that. I was like, he's going to do it. You saw it. And just him and Calvin Johnson, two Georgia boys teaming up together, just like, leading the shitty city of Detroit, giving them some hope.
That's a really tough division. You got the Packers up
there.
That's
a really tough division.
I mean, the Vikings aren't that great. The Bears starting to fall off a little bit. That's a tough division. Big win for them. Matthew Stafford, I got to say, I was very pleased for him. Calvin Johnson, monster.
Monster, dude.
I believe 329 receiving yards. He actually got stopped within the 5-yard line a few times, so he could have added a few touchdowns to that list as well, to the one he already had. But, you know, good for them, all right? Good for them.
Even Minnesota, like, did you see the Green Bay Minnesota game? Green Bay beat them. That was still really high scoring.
It was a high scoring affair. It was entertaining to watch. It really is a fun division to watch. But let's just go back to the NFC East for a little bit. The Giants, as I said, only two games back, and just no one seems to want to win that division.
No, they just, I don't know what it is. It's all such sloppy play. Every team seems to be lacking something, whether it's turnovers or they can't score a touchdown, whether it's their running game or defense. Everything just seems to just shit the bed when it needs to. Like yesterday in the Redskins-Denver game, one mistake just led to like a huge like scoring game. It was like Denver scored 28-31 unanswered points. A fumble like led to a touchdown.
I think Denver got a punt return, kick return for a touchdown or something.
It was just like everything that you could imagine went wrong. RG3 threw a few interceptions in the end.
And they were leading going into the fourth quarter.
They're going a drive for drive. They're keeping right with them.
It would have been a huge upset. Peyton Manning throwing 3 picks. He had a fumble or two in there as well.
It was winnable. It was a very winnable game for them, and they just couldn't hold on, and it was bad luck. I was at Denver, right?
I believe it was in Denver. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's got to be kind of a tough.
It would have been a huge upset if Washington was to pull it out.
And the air's thinner there, and
it's tough to adjust.
It's definitely
to,
tough,
especially for RG3. It's only his second year in the league. He hasn't played Denver before. He hasn't been in Denver before. So
he didn't play Denver at all last year.
No, because they're in different conferences.
Oh, yeah.
So they only play once every 4 years, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Kind of interesting fact.
Not.
So let's just move on to the other New York team, where the Jets all season they've been the definition of inconsistent. They every time they've won, the following game they've lost. They're 4-4. Which, coming to the season, as a Jets fan myself, I'd be very pleased to finish 8-8. Went getting 4 wins by half of the season. Going in, I was very pleased, but I feel like this team can amount to more. Getting stomped by the Bengals by 40 points.
Dude, they just got fucking rocked.
They did. It was a bad matchup. The Jets didn't have anything going for them. And hey, let's give a lot of credit to Cincinnati. They have a pretty good team out there.
They did. I remember at the beginning of the season, I heard they were doing Hard Knocks. I was like, Cincinnati, they suck. But then my boss was like, they went to the playoffs last year. I was like, they did?
Mm-hmm.
I always kind of get them and the Browns mixed off because they're both from the Midwest and have orange shit.
Same division. They're both in Ohio. Oh, they're both as depressing. Sucks. Depressing cities that neither of us would ever live in. But hey, that division, not great. The Steelers have been reeling. They lost their first 5 games, I believe.
I'm surprised how bad the Steelers have been.
Yeah, Steelers are terrible. The Ravens, I kind of expected it because coming off of Super Bowl, it's hard to...
And they signed off so many players.
Exactly. They lost.
It was not worth it to sign Joe Flacco for $100 million.
Gave him a lot of money.
That was such a bad move.
See, it was definitely a lot of money. I don't think any player is actually worth that much
no
money.
No one's worth that.
But playing devil's advocate for a second. In the playoffs last year, he led them to the Super Bowl. He got the Super Bowl MVP. He threw 8 touchdowns, no interceptions for that whole run.
Yeah.
And hey, they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but the fact that his agent like sold him as the best quarterback in the NFL, it's like, come on.
He got really lucky. His deal came up at the right time. He played well at the right time, won a Super Bowl at the exact right time, and now he's getting paid.
Well, the thing is, going into last season, his job was on the line. It was like, if he doesn't do well, he's done.
Yeah.
And then he did fucking well, and he won a Super Bowl.
Look at him. Now he's Super Bowl MVP, which not a lot of people can say about themselves. But yeah, they're reeling, and then the Browns are a mess. So, you know, the Bengals are going to make the playoffs. Not Carson Palmer, excuse
Andy
me.
Dalton?
Andy Dalton. Looking good out there. Giving hope to all gingers out there, huh?
How many ginger quarterbacks are there? And like,
I'm going to go with 0. 1 being him.
Are there any other randos in college football?
I don't know. Jason Garrett, the Dallas coach.
He's kind of a ginge.
He's a ginge. Yeah. I think he might have been a quarterback back in the day.
Well, I think he was at Columbia, though. I remember reading like or Princeton or something.
Yeah. Well, good for him.
Good for him.
Another team that I've just been... The Bengals are great. Another team I'm really high on is the Chiefs, which...
The Chiefs.
I don't think anybody would have seen them coming in being 8-0. They are the last undefeated team in the NFL.
That's really impressive. I do have their... the Chiefs D in the fantasy.
They
kind of killed me yesterday and then got upset by the Browns. But generally, they've been really good.
You know, Alex Smith got the run of the deal over in San Francisco, came over. They got a new coach with Andy Reid coming over from Philadelphia. And hey, they really putting together a really solid team out there.
Yeah, but I think what Alex Smith needs, like he's a good, solid coach with Andy Reid, and Jim Harbaugh was a good coach. But he also needs a good system. He's a system quarterback, I'd say.
I agree with you.
Yeah, and he knows how to manage the game very well, mm-hmm. And he does not make many mistakes, which leads to...
It's important.
It's very important.
If you don't turn the ball over, you're going to be in a lot of football games, and they have playmakers on both sides of the ball. Jamal Charles is a great, great running back. I believe he has the most touches out of any player in the league. He catches the ball. He can run the ball. Goal line, big plays, outside, inside. He's just an all-around workhorse of a running back. And, you know, Alex Smith, he's winning games too. You know, he had a pair of touchdown passes yesterday. Do you think they're 8-0, so they're definitely, you got to call them a good team. But do you think they have any chance to realistically make a Super Bowl? Make it to the Super Bowl.
No, what I could see happening is they'll get knocked out in the first or second round.
Me too. I just don't have any faith.
There's no spark to them.
There's no spark, and I feel like they've earned. They earned it. They're 8-0, but I just can't give it to them.
I can't give it to them.
And they play the Broncos 2 times in 3 weeks. I think that's coming up in about a month.
Oh yeah.
So you know that'll really give us a good insight. But if they get stomped out by the Broncos. Who knows? And they're probably going to have to run through them in the playoffs because I think that the Broncos are probably the best team in the AFC.
Mm. Yeah, and even Alex Smith, though, going back to him, I have as my backup quarterback in fantasy. I have Russell Wilson starting. And he's not, like, huge points, but he'll give me, like, a solid, like, 16, 17 points, which isn't bad for a backup QB. For a guy who doesn't make that.
Yeah, but he doesn't care about your fans team. He wants to win games.
I know.
That's what he's been doing. He doesn't want to win you games. He wants to win himself. Games. So he was actually a quarterback that he had a tough 5-6 years in the league. He was drafted in the first round, I believe, first overall.
Yeah. From Utah.
And he just never really fit in anywhere. And then Harbaugh came in and
San Fran. Because he didn't have a good system. He found a good system. San Francisco sucked for so many years.
And he is a quarterback that has fallen to the sophomore slump, as it's being dubbed, which is a quarterback in their second year that just doesn't really seem to materialize. They're the first year, you know, they're a rookie, like they're allowed to make some mistakes, but they show a lot of promise, and everyone expects huge, big things out of them. The expectations go through the roof for them the second year, and a lot of players can't deliver. You look at Mark Sanchez, the Jets. Yeah, the second year he made the AFC Championship game, but after that he just crumbling. Off. And now he's just reeling. Right now he's out for the season with a shoulder injury, but he wasn't going to be the starter. Geno had that thing locked up. Josh Freeman in Tampa Bay. Again, this was his fifth year in the league, but he started falling off. First year he went 10-6 and then didn't make the playoffs, but you know, a lot of promise. Yay, Josh Freeman. And then just down and down, and now they were 0-5, 0-6, and they let him go. Now he's on a different team, and he's not even starting for them this week.
Dude, I think it's a head game, because the NFL, you're always hearing about, like, star quarterbacks rising. I'm like, oh, shit, your job is always in jeopardy. There's rarely any job security. I feel like part of that's got to be kind of, like, your mentality. Like, it's hard to have a good head on your shoulders, especially at that high level, man.
It is.
Like, taking hits, like, learning new plays, like... It's a lot to handle.
The more you play, the more responsibility you put on you, too. You know, it's like, if you're a rookie quarterback, look at Geno Smith. He's only throwing about 20 times a game. He's just trying to really, like, baby him a little bit. Don't do anything crazy. Just don't lose us the game. But the more you play, hey, you need to go out there and make some plays. You need to go win us the game. You need to put your body on the line. And not everyone is ready for that. The jump up from college to NFL is just huge, so big.
Huge. Even though you said for the NBA, it's a grown man's game.
It is. It is. And you just really got to step up. And especially if you have a player like Vince Young, who, again, sort of suffered.
He was a Pro Bowl player. Like
Pro Bowl player.
First two years?
2 years. Yeah, he started, and he went 6 games straight for the Titans at a point, and he was flying high, but you know, he had some off the field issues, and he just sort of really dropped off.
Buffalo cut him last year.
Buffalo cut him
as a backup for Green Bay.
Oh, and they sent him to that quote that when the Eagles picked up a bunch of premier players.
Oh my God!
He was the backup quarterback, and he called them the dream team.
Yeah.
And you know, man, just you know, play football, all right? We don't want to hear from the backup quarterback talking about any dream teams.
Well, everyone called him the dream team because who else?
They got Nnamdi Asomugha, who was the cornerback from Oakland, who was worth a lot of money, who didn't really pan out. They had a few other really good corners. Michael Vick, this was going to be the year he didn't get injured, which of course he's never going to have a full season where he doesn't get injured. They just had a lot of pieces in place, and it just didn't really work out for them.
Shit the bed.
And again, I don't think it's the backup quarterback's job to be talking about dream teams or anything, especially when it all crumbled for them.
Yeah, that kind of jinxed it.
Yeah, it did. Let's move on to Thursday Night Football, which is becoming sort of an issue recently. The NFL is talking about adding a second Thursday Night Football game, and this is kind of, I think this is cool that they want to either broadcast it on Google or Netflix or a sort of streaming service that fans, I don't know how the subscription will work, but it's a chance. You know, Netflix, they have a really good thing going where they have original content now is being streamed solely through Netflix. Do you think that might be the future?
Yes and no, but like, I just kind of imagine like, I feel like bars would have an issue with it. They're like, bars would have to like their like someone like a laptop or iPad hooked up, in order for it to like work out. Which I don't think would be that big of an issue, but like I feel like at first for like smaller bars it might be.
Well, then you gotta set up wireless too.
Yeah, and it's kind of an ordeal. But I think it's definitely doable. But I don't know like how many times people are like, oh, I'm gonna just chill out and watch like the football game on my computer. I mean, that sounds so ignorant, but it's like when email first came out, it's like, oh, no one's going to do that. But of course, people are going to do it, you know?
Also, I think
if you're on the go, too, if you're traveling or something and you can watch the game anywhere, or if like you move like, to like Florida, but you're from New York, they're not playing the New York game, so you could do it that way.
Exactly.
Because you can watch like some games like online already, but it's not really good quality. So if it's better quality, that could really be a big difference. And I think there's some definite potential to it.
I agree with you, and I know what you're saying about the computer thing, but now that there's so many of those, like, the smart TVs coming out, where they have the Netflix and stuff, and the Hulu built in, and, like, the things like Roku, which I use, where I can just hook up Roku to my TV, and That's less nice. than a minute, mm-hmm. and I can start watching Hulu or Netflix. I think that could be cool. You know, just watching a football game on your tablet, that might be the future.
That could be really cool, especially if you had a job that required you to work late hours and there's nothing going on. You could just like somehow sneak and watch exactly. the game. Yeah.
That'd be really cool. The problem is, though, adding a second Thursday night football game, because the NFL has the rights to Thursday night football, NFL Network has the rights to Thursday night football for a few more years at least. Players have been coming out, and they're just not really a fan of the Thursday night football. They don't think that if you play on a Sunday, it's a quick turnaround.
And it is. And isn't it like statistically proven that like, there's less points and more
less turnovers? Less points and more turnovers. But on the flip side of that, players love the 10-day the mini bye week, they call it, where you have that whole weekend off before you got to go on to work on Monday. So it really is a flip of the coin. But I got to say, if you're playing a Sunday night game, and remember, it's tough. It really is to a quick turnaround, especially if they add a game. And then if you add a game on Thursday night, you take one away from the Sundays. And then you know that the networks aren't going to like that.
Yeah. Sundays are strictly,
exactly.
We base our Sundays on football.
We sit on the couch, watch 7 hours straight, and then watch that Sunday night game, and hopefully you don't have to get up early for work in the morning so you can watch the whole thing. And there's already bye weeks in the middle of the season, so that already takes away a few games, 2, 3, 4 games a week. I just don't know if the players are going to like it. I don't know if the networks are going to like it, but I do think it's a really cool idea. If the NFL can evolve where they can just get a company like Google or Netflix, which, I said, Netflix has its own programming, and it's just been doing very well. Maybe that is the future. I know there's going to be a lot of money in it. NFL loves money.
Is there any way to invest in Netflix?
We should look into that.
That's a really good move.
That's a good move.
Making big deals.
Another big deal that the NFL made was every October, at least for the past few years, they've done Breast Cancer Awareness Month, where all the players, a lot of them have the pink cleats and the pink gloves and the pink towels, and even 1 week they used pink flags, which I don't think anyone was really a fan of. And it's a really nice gesture. You know, breast cancer is a thing that affects a lot of people, and raising money for it is a really good thing. However, I believe that breast cancer is one of the more, I would say, glamorous of the cancers. It's definitely a lot of, it's very well publicized. People definitely know about it.
Yes.
Everyone knows who Susan G. Coleman is, just because there's just so much out there for breast cancer. And what's disturbing even more is the reports that have come out, that I've read online at least, that it might be just a marketing ploy just to get women to be more interested in the thing, to get women to buy the pink apparel that comes with the Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
And to also like let their sons like play football.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And they aired the commercial during, if you watch any football game, you've seen it, where it was this high school football team where they did their own breast cancer thing, and it talked about a mom and a son who lost a mom to breast cancer, and how they loved what the NFL was doing. And as I said, it really is a great, obviously raising money for cancer, no one can argue with that. But why just breast cancer? The NFL is such a marketable thing.
Well, I also heard this thing where it's like, you know how like if you buy like a jersey with like the pink shit on it, and like part of like the money goes towards like the Breast Cancer Alliance Foundation. It's all like, I mean, like it's a small margin that goes towards it, but I mean it all adds up quickly. But there's also a lot of people who work for the Breast Cancer Foundation, so it's also paying for their salaries.
Absolutely.
So how much of it is it really going towards research? Not to say it's good that it's being noticed, but like there's definitely more to it than just the recognition of the terrible disease.
I agree. And I just believe that I don't think it's a coincidence that they just chose breast cancer.
No, they chose this for a reason. And it was a very, very smart move, but now I think more people are starting to come out and realize, like, hey.
Yeah. NFL's a business, and it really is. It's a cutthroat business, and they make a lot of money. They have virtually no competition.
Yeah. That's what our friend Dan was saying. He's like, they have a monopoly.
It's a monopoly, it is.
Well, that's why the merger was such a good move.
Yeah.
And the USFL would never stand a chance.
Nope, CFL either. And they even tried to do the European Football League a few years ago. XFL.
I still think the European League shows some potential. Whilst they have games in London, I think, but before there's anything in London, they have to put a team in LA.
I agree with you. A team needs to get out to LA.
Jacksonville needs to go to LA.
Jacksonville's going to get moved to LA. And they're working on it. And I think that, I don't think that they're playing football games over there to appeal to UFL, excuse me, to the European Football League. I think that they're doing it. I think they're doing it because they want to send a team out there. They want to spread the NFL to London. Yeah,
they do. That'd be really badass, too.
Every year, Buffalo plays one of their home games in Canada, and they get...
Do they really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I did know that, yeah.
And they, it's obviously, cool. they massively sell out, because... But, you know, there is CFL up there. CFL's not selling out every game. NFL is the product. There's a huge fan base over in Europe, over in London and England and UK, and, you know, if the NFL get a team out there, it's a business. They'll make a lot of money.
Yeah. Or like I know when I was in Australia, they called football or American football gridiron. So like,
yeah,
gridiron, get on.
Gridiron, because they can't really call it football because they have their own. They call it American football or hand egg, I guess, is the slang.
Hand egg?
Hand egg, I've actually heard from a few Brits over there.
Hand egg.
And my final point on the breast cancer thing is while we're talking about, UK, the English Premier League is the most watched sports league in the world, like out of any sport, whatever. And their big thing is kicking out racism. They are really trying to end racism, especially amongst football players, because it's just such a global sport. I mean, every country has soccer, and it's so many national sports. I don't really even have a point, but I'm just saying that the NFL is fighting breast cancer. The English is fighting racism. It really is just sort
How
of
How do you
a,
fight racism?
I don't know. They're
you can at least like fight cancer, I feel like, but like what's the foundations like to put like so, like put more signs, don't be racist.
Don't
like,
be racist. I think that they're trying to
because it's such a diverse sport.
It is. And they think that they educate people more. And if more people kind of see it as a stigma of being racist, less people will be racist. If it's not cool to be racist, it's maybe not less cool people to be racist. I agree with you, but clearly some people are doing it for some reason, right? Okay. So their thing is they come out with shirts that say "Give racism the red card" and "Kick out racism."
I kind of like that better.
Better than I don't know. It's a touchy subject. It's really very touchy. But I just thought it was very interesting. Just the difference of cultures right there.
No, it would've been even more ridiculous if the Europe soccer teams invested in breast cancer too.
Yeah. well, I remember. They got the NFL players playing breast cancer. Can you picture the women's basketball, the women's NBA, WNBA, playing for testicular cancer?
What would the color be? Like blue balls?
I think that gray or black is, because there actually is, there's a color designated to every cancer. I think it's like a darker color that I just would not, it would not.
It'd be a lot better if it was blue balls.
It would be, just them playing with blue balls and stuff, that'd be pretty awesome.
It's like blue.
Another thing that we both are not a fan of, I believe, is terrible, horrible celebrations where the players,
they're idiots.
They're idiots. They're doing flips into the end zone and they're jumping up and down and they're just being generally doing it's shenanigans. And then they go and get hurt.
And it's like you realize like that's part of the reason why the average like NFL career is only 3.5 years. It's like you're already putting enough damage out on your body.
It's like you don't have a lot of time. Like you got to make it count by tearing your ACL or just oh my goodness, this makes me so infuriated, that people are just thrown around their bodies like it's nothing. Your job is just stay healthy. You don't really need to do a flip into the end zone. Like you can just kind of walk in, like celebrate with your team, and then go back, right?
I think what I'm cool with is like when people a person got fined for grabbing his nuts. Yeah. I think that's cool, but he should get fined for doing a backflip.
Yeah, don't do a backflip.
Grab your nuts, that's fine.
And I love this. Actually, I thought of this the other week when the Jets were playing the Steelers. The Steelers hadn't won yet; they were 0-4, 0-5, 0-6, or something.
Yeah,
the dude does a flip into the end zone, like. Dude, you haven't won a game. Like you haven't won a game yet. Like you gotta act like you've been there, right?
Yeah, dude. That's always on. Like, come on, man. When like a guy, he like makes it look like he's such a big hit. But it's like, yeah, dude, you got fucked up.
Act like you've been there.
Yeah.
And I'm all for like, hey, like get the locker room, do whatever you want, whatever.
Yeah.
That's cool. And I think baseball does it really well. Hockey actually does it the best. I think they all shake hands after both teams and they kind of pat the goalie on the head and they go right back in the locker room and then celebrate. Yeah. And baseball, when you make the playoffs or like when you make the World Series, you go in the locker room and like, yeah, they like, that's the only time they celebrate. They whip out the champagne. That's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome.
Did they ever do the Gatorade bath thing in baseball, Rocky?
They do the pie thing in baseball where whenever they play the game, they do the pie and it gets all over the reporter.
Is that real pie or is that just whipped cream?
It's whipped cream.
Yeah.
And I've seen some really creative ones where on a walk-off home run or walk-off hit, usually, like, everyone comes and meets you at the home plate, and, like, you're all jumping around. Quickly, someone did that and then tore their ACL. They were jumping.
No!
So that was,
That would happen.
I saw one where the dude, he was a young dude, and, like, it was, like, one of his first walk-offs, and as he rounded first, the dugout was to his right, and they all went, like, they all hit. They all, like, went down into the locker room. So he turned third looking because he thought I was going to be at home plate waiting for him, and no one was there. And you just see him, like, stop poking, and he's looking around. I felt so bad for the guy. Those are the antics I can get behind. doing backflips, not an antic I can get behind. What about another antic? Icing the kicker. This is where, if it's going to be a game-winning kick, the opposing team's coach will call a timeout right before the play is snapped. And that's supposed to, like, kind of psych out the kicker. Like, you don't know if he's actually going to call a timeout. And then, like, oh, well, you have more time to think about it, more tension. What are your thoughts on it?
It's a really dick move. But, like, if I was a coach, I would totally do it. And it just makes me feel bad for the kickers. Because being a kicker is already, like, a very mental thing. It's a very head game kind
of
thing.
A lot of crazy people are kickers.
Oh, my God. And so, like, I think it's a really good move. But it also just makes me feel bad for the kicker.
Yeah. I am completely against it. First of all, they've done statistics where it doesn't actually affect the kick. Like, the kick's gonna...
Well, sometimes it does the opposite, where it's like, if they didn't ice the kicker, he missed, and then you do it again.
You look like an asshole when you do it. You look like an asshole when the kicker misses it on the first time, but you call a timeout, so they get to do it again. And
yeah.
They make it. Also, like, do you want other teams to do it to your kicker? You don't? Then don't do it to them, right?
Well, it's like, do you want other teams to sack your quarterback? No, so don't do it to them.
That's a good point. But you sacking quarterbacks part of the game. I feel like this is like a cheap tactic.
Well, what also kind of pisses me off about icing the kicker is like when there's like 2 minutes left in the game or less, and there's like 5 seconds, and it's like, ah, come on, I just want to go to bed. You're making this so much longer.
Yeah, well, the end of games are always ridiculous. Yeah. It's just
like 2 minutes is 12 minutes.
Yep, really is. So another thing that we both hate is... Actually, I started to turn on this. A year or two ago, they moved the kickoff. It used to be from the 30-yard line, and now it's the 35-yard line. So on kickoffs, significantly more than half of them are touchbacks. They go out of the end zone. The return man can't return it. And a lot of people are saying, I think that you're in this camp, that it takes away from the fun of the game.
It does. It really does. Even though didn't they move it like forward like 5-10 yards because of, they thought it'd be like create less injuries.
Yeah, because it's such a high. It's really just people running.
It is grown men running as fast as they can
and just colliding head first. And they thought that it, because the NFL is really concussion conscious recently, they thought that it would cut back on concussions, which is why I'm actually a fan of it.
But it makes the game so much less
fun. It does make the game less fun. And I don't like how a lot of players make it through special teams. That's how they kind of make teams. That's how they get noticed, is by making big special team tackles, special team returns.
Yeah, who's that guy in the Jets who's like who only got signed to be like a special teams guy? What's his name?
Tebow.
I
don't know the dude's name.
Right, he's had the long dreads or what?
I don't know. Oh, Josh Gribbs.
Yeah.
But he's not. He does.
He also plays like some wide receiver or something. Like,
yeah, so he wasn't just.
He's like his main thing is like being wide receiver.
It's true. He has he's tied for the most amount of kickoff returns in the NFL history, and he doesn't think he's ever going to get it because he can't return most of the kickoffs.
Yeah,
which is unfortunate.
That sucks.
It's a part of the game.
It's ruining his career.
Yeah, you know what else ruins your career? Going head first into a dude and having your head split open. Not even concussion. Now you're dead.
Or
maybe dead's a little bit of an exaggeration.
Or doing a flip into an end zone.
Yeah, see, those are terrible things. But that you can prevent. A concussion, if you're on a kickoff, those are hard to prevent.
You know, charge it to the game.
Yeah.
That's also another good sports podcast by Tom Segura. Charge it to the game.
There you go, guys.
Yeah. The punch drunk. It's a really good one.
Any other football topics you'd like to bring up while we're here?
Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Or at least contend for it.
I think the Super Bowl is going to be... I got to go with the Denver Broncos from the AFC. I think that Peyton Manning... I think this is the year he kind of puts away all those demons where he's just not good in the playoffs. And he's under 500 in the playoffs. And he's hurt it time and time again. I think he's going to step up. I think he'll be fine.
This is pretty much his last year to do it.
I think he has another year in him.
You think?
I think that Bronco team can definitely... I think even if he's not as good as he was this year... dude, you don't go from... He's the best quarterback in the league. Would you disagree right now? Top three?
Yes.
You don't go from top three to nothing. You know, if even if he was a top 10 quarterback, that team is stacked. They got a lot of good defensive players.
They do.
Special teams are in place.
Who's their backup? Is it, I want to know.
I don't know. Kyle Orton back when.
Back when Tebow was there. I'm going to look it up.
Regardless.
So Denver and who?
I think either San Fran or the Seahawks are also pretty good.
Are San Fran and Denver in the same? No, they're not.
No, they're different. So I'm going to go with San Fran. I think that it'll be San Fran versus the Seahawks in the NFC Championship game, which I think will
be... That'll be a good one.
They had such a great rivalry there. The coaches have so much history. Two young quarterbacks that are just fantastic. I think it'll be those two teams, and I can't pick a winner, but I think that whoever wins that will still lose to the Broncos, because I think this is Peyton Manning's year. He's got four MVPs. He's got... One Super Bowl, one Super Bowl MVP, but it's time. It's time. It's time for him to put together really good playoffs. He hasn't done it since 06. I guess actually in 09 he lost to the Saints. But I'm gonna go with that. What about you?
Man, my heart really goes out to Russell Wilson. I really like him, but I just don't think it's his year yet. But I think out of all the rookies, like Andrew Luck, Tannehill, he'll be the first one to get it. Maybe in, a year or two, but, man, this is tough.
Well, that I disagree with you with for two reasons.
What do you think?
First
Andrew
of all, Colin Kaepernick,
first?
Colin Kaepernick made it last year, didn't he?
But he didn't. I'm saying the first one to win.
No, I know, I'm saying that, but you're saying that Wilson's too young to make the Super Bowl? You said...
Yeah, I don't feel like...
But Kaepernick was just as young as he was last year. And I think that Andrew Luck is a significantly better quarterback than Russell Wilson. And I think that Colts team, I think Andrew Luck will win. I think he'll retire with at least two, three Super Bowls. I think he'll be the first one to win it. I think that the Seahawks' time, right now they're a really good team. I don't know how much longer it'll last. And I don't think that you can rely on Russell Wilson as much as you can rely on Andrew Luck. Russell Wilson, there are a lot of games he runs way too much, and I feel like he's just going to get hurt one time. He's a significantly smaller. Luck is 6'4", Wilson's only 5'11". I think Andrew Luck can carry a team to the Super Bowl before Russell Wilson will.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, we will see about that.
Oh, I think Brock Osweiler is the backup quarterback for the Broncos.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is, but he went to... Where did he go? To Miami? Ohio, is it?
Good for him.
Interesting. Look at this.
Joining Big Ben as quarterbacks from Miami, Ohio,
yeah.
Ohio that made it in the NFL.
Oh, no, I went to Arizona State. Never mind. The third stringer went to Miami, Ohio. Zach Dessert?
I don't know. I don't know who that is either.
So you ready for basketball season?
I gotta say, I'm very excited for basketball season.
Yeah.
Being a Knicks fan, it's just neat. Basketball, when the Knicks are a good team, the league's just better. And the Knicks, once they got Carmelo Anthony, they really were a lot better. Got 54 wins last year. Anytime you have 51 season is fantastic. They were the 2 seed. They won the first playoff round against the Celtics, which was
nice.
I mean, the rivalry is not what it used to be, but it still is. It's still nice to get a win over the Celtics.
Because fuck Boston.
Fuck Boston. I a lot of people hate LeBron. I love watching LeBron.
I love LeBron. He's such an animal. He's an athlete.
The East last year was pretty terrible. I think everyone knew that the Heat were going to make the finals. Even though the Pacers gave them a good ride for their money, but now people know about the Pacers. The Pacers are really good. Derrick Rose is back for the Bulls. The Knicks have a chance. The Nets just signed Pierce and Garnett and Jason Terry.
But wait, before we go on, how good will the Nets be? I think the Nets will only be good for this year.
I'm going to say that regular season, they won't be too good because I think that they're going to bench... They're going to give a lot of the older guys rest. They're going to give Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett a lot of rest, get them ready for the playoffs, because you don't want to burn those guys out. They're old.
Yeah. They have 2 years. How long are their contracts?
I don't know, but I wouldn't give them more than 2 years of being an elite team. It really depends on Deron Williams, who's their star point guard. if he's healthy and like he's playing as good as he can be, they're a scary team. They have a lot of weapons.
Very good.
And now they got some leadership. They have a new. I think that the whole Brooklyn thing is still like give them a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. Barclays Center is beautiful. If you've ever been there,
have you been there?
Yeah. But it's just I don't know. I don't think that they're gonna have a chance to win. I think that the Bulls do. I think the Pacers do. It's gonna be the Heat in the finals again, though.
Yeah. Who do you think's being the Eastern Conference Championship?
I think it'll be Heat versus the Bulls, and I don't think it'll be that close. The Heat
will pull.
The Heat aren't that much different than last year, are they? They haven't. All they got rid of was Mike Miller. So then the Bulls added. Their team's healthy now, which is good. But yeah.
Joaquin Noah, he's got some. He's a little injured.
Okay, so if he comes back or he's healthy by the postseason,
he's a tough guy.
He's
a tough guy. He played in the playoffs last year. He was like, I don't know, but he definitely played through like a serious injury.
He did. Plantar fasciitis. I can never pronounce that injury, but it's a serious one.
Yeah.
But hopefully he has some rest up. The Bulls can be scary. The Pacers can be scary. But it's going to be the Heat. But it's good that now that the East is competitive, which is great, and there's gonna be a lot better games to watch this year than I think last year. LeBron's still the main draw, though. I think this is the last year on his contract. I think he can be a free agent if he doesn't resign.
He'll resign.
I don't know about that. I could see him going back to Cleveland.
No way.
I could see him going to Lakers. I wouldn't be Heat fans. I would not be so sure that he's going to come back. I think after a while, you got to stop. You got to want to stop. He has to do everything for that team. It seems like
he has to do everything in Cleveland.
Yeah, he did, and he didn't win anything. Yeah. But I think now
that and how old's D Wade? Because he's also very. He's getting a little older. He was just so disappointing
last year. Chris Bosh, I like a lot more than I think most people do. People don't think he does anything. I think he's a good player, but
he's a good role player. The Heat wouldn't have won the championship last year, couldn't win without Chris Bosh.
It's true. I agree with you.
Yeah.
And everyone's gonna remember that one massive rebound he had to kick out to Ray Allen to hit that 3-pointer to send it to Game 7.
That was
sent to overtime. Then to Game 7. Yeah, that was one of the definitely the best basketball game I've ever watched.
That was.
You couldn't see him going to Lakers maybe winning out in L.A.
Him and Melo go to L.A.
Melo's not gonna leave the Knicks. And I'm saying that just because I'm biased. I think that, actually, I'm scared that Mel's going to leave.
Oh, I'm so scared. He already said he wanted to test out the freezing waters.
I don't really put any water in that. It's too early. He's not going to make a decision right now.
Well, it pisses me off how he said, like, after the season ended in, like, June, he was like, oh, I'm not going to worry about it and concentrate. And then, like, it came out, like, a few weeks ago. I was like, you want to test out the water? He's like, dude, come on, man. Why are you going to say that?
Again, I think it's blown out of proportion. He's not focusing on where he's going to end up. He's focusing on the Knicks. He's going to play his best like he always does. He's somebody you can rely on. He's not both ends of the floor, but he's a good leader. He's one of the best offensive talents in the league. I'm not too worried.
Should J.R. Smith for the Knicks? Should he start?
No, because we have better players that could start.
Iman Shumpert?
Well, Shumpert would start regardless of if Smith started, I think. You know, really, there's so many different. Knicks have such a diverse lineup, especially because you could put Carmelo Anthony at the small forward spot or the power forward spot, which they did last year, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It really allows for a lot of flexibility. You know, maybe JR will start a few games, but I think he's best coming off the bench. He's way too inconsistent, and I want consistency out of my starters.
I don't know how I feel about that new guy they drafted,
Andre Bagnarni.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, he's a pretty decent shooter, kind of limited defensively, I believe. I actually haven't seen enough of him to
find out. I haven't seen enough, but I just have this gut feeling. I'm like, he was the first overall pick, and he didn't do shit in Toronto, but that's Toronto.
It's Toronto.
But still, I don't know. He's in a big market team now.
So why is it okay for... He was first overall pick, and then he wasn't good. So was Alex Smith, wasn't he? And you're really high on Alex Smith. Why can't he be high on Bagnarni?
Because it was the coach's. It was the coaching fault.
So why can't the coaching be better than Bagnarni?
That's completely different. How's it different? You can't go be like a system quarterback to be a system basketball player.
I think you don't think there's any different systems that they're in basketball.
There are systems, but like you never hear that term like, oh, LeBron, he's a system player, or like Kyrie Irving, he's a system player.
You don't think that there's players that
need a good system to be successful? Yeah. There are, but I think it's less common in basketball.
Okay, so why don't we look at Carmelo?
What's the percentage of basketball players who actually listen to their coaches?
versus, I think that 98% of basketball players listen to their coaches.
How much does LeBron James listen to?
I think he's one of the 2%. And I think he listens to the coach, but I think that he trusts himself more than he trusts his coach. And hey, he's the best basketball player in the world right now. Football
players always have to follow the coaches.
All right, so how about this? Let's look at Carmelo Anthony, okay? 2 years ago, he played for Mark D'Antoni, and he had a very high-octane offense where they would just be running up and down the floor, launching shots. And hey, Melo hated it. He hated the coach, and he hated how he played, and the Knicks were terrible. Then they bring in Mike Woodson. Mike Woodson slows it down, focuses more on defense, which Carmelo isn't great at, but he can appreciate the system more. And then Carmelo Anthony is the scoring leader last year. Scored the most amount of points per game. Led the Knicks to the 2 seed. Led them to 54 wins with a very similar team. I think players can excel in different systems. I think it's ridiculous to think that you can that if you're bad on one team, that means you're automatically bad on another team.
You are kind of right in that way, but the fact that systems are more... You hear the term system player more so in football than
who do you hear system quarterback about besides Alex Smith? I know I'm putting you on the spot here.
You're really putting me on the spot here.
I can't think of another one, to be honest.
I can't think of another.
Yeah, you hear that about Alex Smith. That's been his tag his whole life. I'm sure he hates it. You think he likes being called a system quarterback?
No.
I'm sure he hates it.
How come he doesn't get enough Mormon jokes on him?
I don't know.
I guess that's kind of mean. They can't bring that up.
To give Steve... No, you, well, he's a good guy. I don't know. You don't give Steve Young. Yeah, Steve Young, Granger's finest.
Yeah.
Well... I think it's time about to wrap up our very first, very premiere episode.
That was a good one. Sports. Nice show.
Yeah, I think we'll get into it next week.
Once a week, hopefully we can do this.
And we'll be. We'll always be recapping football. Big heavy on football season. We'll actually maybe even talk some baseball next week. We'll have a new World Series champ. Let's go Cardinals.
Yeah, let's go Cardinals.
Maybe some hockey in there. Rangers have their home opener tonight. Let's go Rangers. And hey, we'll even talk basketball because we'll be about a weekend by next week.
I'm excited about that NBA season. I really like basketball.
Me too. Basketball's a lot of fun. And the playoffs are fantastic, and they never end, and I love it.
It will be simply delicious.
Simply delicious. From Matt and Luke, Greenhouse Sports. Peace out, y'all.
See ya.